a buttonwood or a buttonball or a sycamore or a plane tree?
I've heard of sycamore.
Okay.
So I suppose that's what it would be in the South.
Yeah.
To us. That often.
Okay, what kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry, they say.
Okay. What do you call the kind of bush that grows along by the road or by a fence? You can usually see it from the road. In the fall, the leaves turn bright red pretty early before everything else turns. And it has clusters of berries. They're usually about this long. And they're kind of a rust red color, about like in this shape. And the berries used to be used by old people for tanning leather, or sometimes they used to steep it and make tea. Some places this stuff is poisonous, but out here it's not.
I've seen what you're talking about, but I don't know what it is.
Would you ever call it a sumac or a shumac or a shumac or anything like that?
Call that again.
A sumac or a shumac or a shumac or a sumac?
That first word.
I forgot what I said first. Sumac?
Mm-hmm.
That,
I've heard that expression.
Yeah. With
sumac.
Okay. What kind of bushes make your skin break out when you brush against them?
Ivy, poison ivy.
What else?
That's all.
That's it? Okay. Mm-hmm. How many leaves do they have on? Do you know?
My daughter says 3.
Okay. What all different kinds of berries grow around here?
Mulberries.
Okay.
Strawberries.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. What do you call the ones that, I don't know, they look sort of like big mulberries, only they're red. Most of them are red. Some of them are black. And they have a rough, lumpy surface like this. There's a little bitty seed in each one of those little pockets. And they're real good.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry? No, it's not blueberry. It's,
blackberries? They're like blackberries. They look just like blackberries, except they're red. I think they're usually little small.
Raspberries?
Okay. You might say to one of your kids, don't eat those berries. Be careful about eating those berries. They might be
poison.
What?
Poison.
Okay. What do you call a tall bush that has clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers?
Pink and white flowers.
Yeah, they bloom in the late spring. Bush or tree?
Pass.
We don't have them around here much. In fact, I don't know that I've ever seen one. There's some that are a lot bigger. They have longer sections of stem. And these grow further up in the mountains, but they're kind of the same thing. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. You mentioned the magnolia tree earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe that for me?
Well, it grows tall.